This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for anyone listening for the first time, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Brian Fretwell, with Direct Primary Care Associates. Welcome, Brian, and thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much for having me and being a special guest. That's an honor that I will do my best to live up to.
I'm sure you'll do well, sir. And I feel it is our honor and definitely our pleasure to have you on today. We're here today to learn a little bit more about, the company Direct Primary Care Associates. And of course, in certain areas of the Chattanooga area, it's not a new name, but there's a lot of new people. In the area. So let's, before we get into talking about the business, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
I'm blessed to have my beautiful wife is Laura Fretwell. She's a dentist over at Wynn Smiles, has been for, many years. We have five kids. Ranging from 26 down to 17, about to graduate Cleveland High. We got a couple in college, a couple who've graduated, and, the Lord just, blessed me with just a great family. My mom and dad are still alive, live over in Polk County. My brother lives here locally. So, we're blessed.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I love Polk County. It's beautiful over there.
Yeah,
a lot of people love Polk County. you were sharing with me before we started recording that you're the CEO of the Direct Primary Care Associates. So I can't think of anyone better to ask this next question. So tell us about Direct Primary Care Associates.
Well, Direct Primary Care Associates was born out of really the idea that we can do healthcare better. I worked, and the team that I have with me, worked for, a larger, hospital facility doing something, somewhat similar, for a large corporation. And that large corporation could afford because they, they had billions of dollars, that they make. And so, we were doing something similar and we were saving, that company $1.5 million a year on their healthcare spend just from what we were doing. And I knew that we could do so much more. But instead of that one company, I had the idea of instead of one company, why can't we do it with a bunch of small companies and putting them together and also the community at large? We all know the struggles. I don't want to complain, but because insurance does play a role, but insurance has left a lot of us behind. The cost of insurance, the rising cost of insurance, the rising deductibles, the rising co-pays and co-insurance, and it becomes so convoluted that people just don't go for care anymore. And so Direct Primary Care Associates was born out of the belief that medicine can be better, and that we wanted to change the way our community accesses and pays for healthcare. So that's really where we started. And we started 5 years ago and, with an idea and a dream and knowing that we could make this better, to now we have four clinics. We have Knoxville, Tennessee, Athens, Tennessee, Cleveland, Tennessee, and Dalton, Georgia. And this year we will be expanding. We have other places and other businesses that want us to come in and help them, save on healthcare costs. And again, I know I'm talking about businesses, but we're open to the general public too. On the way that we do business.
So tell our listeners a little bit more about how that you do business for the general public.
Yeah, and I fully understand that medicine is this big, scary monster to most people. We try to take all of that out of it. All right. We all need access to healthcare, all of us. And we took, and this is the best way I know how to explain it, is we took healthcare and tried to make it like a Netflix membership type model. We do not take insurance. We don't take insurance in any way. We don't file insurance. So people say, well, how can I come to you? I have insurance. Well, most people's insurance nowadays are, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, you know, before they even get to the point where they can use it. Our monthly membership fee is around $80 a month. You know, so that puts us at, you know, right at $900 for a year. And what that membership gets you is 100% access to our clinics. You can come to our offices anytime you want. We typically can get you in and get you seen within 24 hours. All telemedicine, all labs, all your routine labs, anything that happens in the office, any routine office procedures from joint injections to, you know, sutures, skin biopsies, cryotherapy, EKGs, pulmonary function tests, all of that stuff is included in the membership. But also this last year, within the last year, April 1st will be our 1 year with it. We developed our own in-house pharmacy. And our pharmacy has over 1,000 generic medications that are absolutely free to our members. And when you're a member of ours, it doesn't matter who's prescribing the medicine. That pharmacy is now yours. That pharmacy benefit is yours. So if you're seeing a specialist, if you're seeing a psychiatrist, if you're seeing an OBGYN and they're prescribing medicines, they send it to our pharmacy and you get it for free.
It's part of the membership. Wow. That's pretty incredible.
I'll tell you, in the last year, we have saved the individuals who are with us and the companies that are with us. And those are the two biggest purchasers of healthcare in America is companies and individuals. We pay for that, right? But just in our pharmacy spend alone for our patients and our companies that are with us, we saved them $1,004,000 last year alone in just pharmacy.
Oh, my goodness. Incredible. That's a big number.
Yes, wow. It's a huge number.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you've talked about the business and the journey and about healthcare and insurance. Well, those are some topics that can spark some hot debate with people, because like so many horror stories we hear, nightmare stories that people have endured. So can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions that people may, when they come to you and they come to one of your clinics, and things that they have heard, maybe that you can help them relax a little before they get there?
Well, the biggest thing that we struggle against, Scott, is too good to be true. When I say to you, Scott, if it's too good to be true, what is it?
It usually is, right?
Well, that's us. We hear the most often what we hear is you're too good to be true. You can't really do that. How is it that you can do that? Because what most of your listeners have out there right now is this idea of what a doctor's office is. And if you walk into your regular doctor's office, what it is it's a packed waiting room with an appointment at a certain time that you don't know that you're really even going to see somebody at that time. You know, you're not, you know, you're going to sit in there anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours. You never really know. Right. And then you get on average and it's the national average of 5 to 7 minutes with your healthcare provider, with your doctor, your PA, your nurse practitioner. That's what you're going to get. And so when I tell people, hey, you can come here, access, they still have that idea that, well, you're just like every other clinic, and we're not. We are membership based, so we're not open to the public. You have to be a member of ours to come. And so medical economics looks something like this. What a doctor sees in one day is 1% of their patient population. So most doctors are seeing 30 patients a day or so. So they're really in charge of about 3,000 patients. What we do is we limit our doctors and our nurse practitioners and PAs to about 600 patients a year. So they're seeing about 6 to 10 patients a day on average. And some days we get busier and some days we're not. But what that allows us to do is take care of people at a very high level. our offices are unlike anything you've ever seen. We don't have a waiting room where people are waiting in a waiting room. We see one person at a time. And when your appointment time is when you're seen. So if your appointment is at 9 o'clock this morning, you're literally walking right into the door, right into our exam rooms. Our exam rooms are our offices as well. So we have, you know, multiple different healthcare providers, and our offices are in our exam rooms, kind of like the old school, you know, the way your grandma's doctor was. You know, it's one person at a time. So it's very high touch. It's very high access. And so, and I'm sorry, the other thing too, is we only have one patient appointment time, and that's 30 minutes. Now, not everybody needs 30 minutes. Some people need more, and that's okay too. But that, we block out that time. We don't double book anybody. We don't put anybody else in there. We're not walking from room to room. Okay. Your appointment time is your appointment time. And we build it like that on purpose. We are really trying to get back to community-based healthcare with high access, high touch, and with an excellent level of care, and getting people well, getting people back to that state of wellness. And so when I tell you all that, I'm going to go back to the question that you asked me. What's the biggest misconception? Too good to be true. Because after all those things I just said, a lot of people are still scratching their head. Well, how can you do that? And we do it. We do it every day. And that's why we've been so successful.
We were speaking before we started recording, and you spoke of another challenge that you have. And I'd kind of like to address that. Mm-hmm. Instead of making a personal challenge for yourself, concerning the challenge of getting the education out there, can you speak on that for a moment, how it's necessary to educate people?
Absolutely. You know, the biggest challenge that we have in direct primary care and this direct care model is taking insurance out of the picture and putting the patient first, not having anybody in between your healthcare provider and you. Okay. And we have been so trained and so entrenched by the insurance industry on how medicine is delivered. Okay. What medicines are prescribed, what treatment is available, and what that actually costs, that it's very, very hard to retrain that conditioning that we all have on there is a better way. There's a better way to do it. And, you know, education being that key. But we're all, you know, we're human beings. We're creatures of habit, and we're creatures of safety. What's safe? Well, I know this. I know the pain that this causes, and I don't know that that pain is worth changing to something different. Now, every opportunity that I get, I love having the opportunity to educate. Hey, guys, there is a better way. There is a better way. You are going to spend money on your health care sooner or later. You will. You're either going to spend it now or you're going to spend it later, but one way or another. And you know, there's a lot of talk and a lot of chatter out there about, you know, well, it's just, they just want to prescribe medicine and they just want to, you know, wait till you're sick. And we changed that paradigm around, because now with us, all the risk is on us with that membership to get you well and to keep you well. Okay. And when we can educate the public that there is a place for you out there that does care about you, that does want you well, that doesn't want to just throw pills at you and in 5 to 7 minutes make a determination that's going to affect the rest of your life and pat you on the back as you walk out the door. You know, we want to educate the public that, you know, you have access to high quality and a high standard of care with people who really care, people who genuinely care. And, you know, getting to that point to where we're relaying that confidence and trust, we can only get that with education. We can only get that on platforms like yours, Scott. And this isn't just for the medical community. This is really for everybody. You know, we all care about, especially small businesses, we care about our communities. You know, you said in, you know, earlier in the intro about the small businesses and who they are. The tack that I always take is small businesses, you know, are the mortar mix. You know, there might be big bricks. There might be the whirlpools in this town that are the big bricks. But if we didn't have the mortar mix, none of that stuff would be put together. And so you need places like us that are nimble, think outside the box, are not beholden to insurance companies or really anybody else for the health and welfare and well-being of our communities. And while Direct Primary Care Associates is one of the companies that does that, Direct Primary Care as a as a business model has grown exponentially across the country because us as healthcare providers, especially in that family medicine realm, have seen our reimbursements go down and our patient access go down. So we've seen the quality of care go down, and we want to reverse that cycle. And how we do that is by education that there's a better way. Direct primary care and direct primary care associates is a place that you absolutely should check out if you want access to healthcare at a great cost that is effective on the family budget and is not going to make you decide, am I getting groceries this month or am I buying my medicines?
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I tell you what, that last paragraph that you said right there, I can't think of a better way to sum all the total up of what you've been telling us, the whole message of what you've been telling us. So help us with this. I know there's people out here that are going, wow, I didn't know something like this was available. Mm-hmm. I didn't know something like this was even an option. So whether it's online or offline, what is the best way for our listeners to check you out?
If you're high tech and you really want to get information, go to our website, directpca.com. DirectPapaCharlieAlpha.com, DirectPCA, that's DirectPrimaryCareAssociates.com. And on there, you'll get to know us. You'll get to see, you know, all of our healthcare providers, our administrative team, you know, how our philosophy, how we do things, testimonials, patients, and anything that you'd want to know. If you really want to talk to somebody, the best phone number to call is 423-650-4831. I always got to think about that because I'm telling you, I've given out my cell phone number because it is so close to my office number, which, listen, I don't mind my cell phone number either. I'm not good at answering my phone, but if you just want to text a message, my phone is always on. I'll give you my cell phone number, 423-650-4831. If you want to shoot me a text and just, you know, ask questions, I would be more than happy to answer those. I've got you know, my business partner who does business development, you know, he goes out to community meetings, everything from Rotary Club to the chamber events and stuff. And, you know, that's what he does. He answers all these questions too, so, because people have so many. But yeah, the best way to reach us is either by our office, 423-650-4831, or directpca.com.
Okay. All right. And then you said you have locations in Cleveland and as far as the greater Chattanooga area, Cleveland and Dalton, Georgia currently, yes, right?
That's
hopefully
correct.
More on the way.
Well, yeah, we've got more in the works. You know, it's right now we're busy. we're busy planning for our future, and you know, I don't want to let any cats out of the bag, but we'll be in Chattanooga soon.
Awesome. Awesome news. Okay. Well, hey, and we, from all the listeners out there, thank y'all for what you do and for the people that you are serving, making their life a little more simpler and a little better for them. Thank you for all that you do. And I've enjoyed having you on the program today.
Enjoyed being here, Scott. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. Very much so. And to all the good neighbors out there of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Brian and learning more about Direct Primary Care Associates, I know that he hopes you'll take the moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.